First of all, health-wise, everything going according to plan?
Yes. Body feels great, responding well, and more importantly, the wrist is feels no lingering effects from the injury last year. So surgery was a success, and I feel great, and I'm swinging the bat well. So from now on, it's just getting my timing down, seeing some pitches, and getting ready for the season.
So there's nothing inhibiting you in terms of the injury?
Absolutely not. I'm playing great and feeling great.
Disappointed that you didn't play in the WBC?
Of course. You know, it's an honor for any player to play for his country. And I was one that definitely wanted to participate. And unfortunately, you know, the team was reluctant to let me go at the beginning. And, you know, it's too late to get in now unless an injury happens. So I don't want to wish an injury upon anybody.
Sure.
But, you know, if in case it does happen, I don't know. Maybe that door will crack open and the team will allow me to go if they need me.
So that's still a possibility, even at this late date.
For sure, and I certainly hope so, because it's a great honor for me to play in front of my country, or for my country, in front of our people. And I've done it in the past, and I would hope to do it again.
Team's playing pretty well, too.
Yeah.
They're doing great. They're doing awesome. And I've been watching from afar, and I've seen Edwin, and I've seen Nanita, who's with us in the minors. They're doing great, and the team is doing awesome. So tonight is an important game tonight against the USA.
Yeah.
Canadians were pretty interested in how Team Canada was doing until they were eliminated. Can you give us a sense of and there's been a lot of discussion about the World Baseball Classic and its place and its growth. Can you give us a sense at all of what it means to your country? I mean, are people watching? Are people excited about it?
Of course. People are definitely paying attention. They're watching, and there's been word on the street that there's like you know, a mandatory everybody go home to watch the game tonight in the Dominican Republic. So
it's
a curfew. Yeah, everybody's definitely watching, and it's something that we take with a lot of pride. It's a national sport. It's something that you know, people know the Dominican Republic for beaches and baseball. So and Sammy Sosa, of course. So we take a lot of pride in that, and we want to represent our country well, and that's why it's so important.
Back to the business at hand. General thoughts on your performance early in this spring. And I know, I mean, the injury was something, was one thing, but now you're sort of into a regular spring training flow, I would think.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, it's I'm not thinking about stats too much. I'm just trying to go up to the plate with a good approach and try to see the ball well, try to pick and choose the pitches that I swing at. So I feel like I'm tracking the ball well, and my body's responding at a good speed. You know, when I try to go after a pitch, it's there. I feel it. You know, I can crank it up when I need to. And that's what's most important. So the results in spring training can be, you know, they don't necessarily dictate what's going to happen in the season. I've had spring trainings where I've hit 400, and I've ended up having a mediocre season in the past, and I've had pretty bad spring trainings, and I have a great season. So I'm not thinking about the results. I just want to go up there and work on my game plan and get myself ready for the long season.
All right, with all the new guys coming in, Jose, obviously you had a chance to play with them a little bit before the WBC, but then the nine guys leave. Have you got a sense yet kind of this group and how it's going to work?
For sure. I mean, we're a confident group. We're not, you know, the young team that we were maybe 1 or 2 years ago. We're an accomplished group of players, and everybody's got a lot of personal accolades and good, you know, good-sized trophy rooms and to put it in those words. So I don't think anybody's going after, you know, personal accolades and anything like that. We're all pulling the same rope, and we want to play in the postseason and go for the World Series. We have guys on this team that have been there and have had that taste. I'm one of those guys that's never even been close to making it to the postseason, so I'm definitely itching for it. And just because everybody's pulling for that same goal, I think we're going to gel great. And it's a lot of different personalities, but we all get along together well. So
yeah,
it's going to be fun.
Because it had a really young vibe here last spring. That was kind of the dominant feeling, was a lot of young guys. You bring a lot of veterans in. You know, how did, for guys kind of finding their legs in a new clubhouse, how does that work for a veteran guy dropping into a new team? You've done it.
Yeah, I mean, for the veteran guy is the easy part, because they're going to go about their business because they know what it takes to be successful for them as individuals. So for the young guys, it just gives more examples to see and follow. So now you don't rely on one or two or three guys to lead by example for the young guys. Now you have six or seven or eight, which makes a whole lot of difference.
I was going to say, last year, I mean, you were really the undisputed leader, and you still are the leader of this team, but there are more guys. Does that allow you to concentrate on baseball a little bit more and a little less on being a support guy for other younger players?
You know what? It's being the leader in that role that has been sort of handed to me. It's something I take with a lot of pride, and I I appreciate a lot from you know, the fans, that my teammates and the organization and the media. So I always try to do what's right for the team, regardless if I'm a leader or not. But I never go out of my way to be that leader. You know, I had to perform number one, and I keep my focus on that. And hopefully the way that I accomplish that is a good enough example for others to follow. And I don't think I ever got affected by that when it comes to results on the field. So I just hope to continue to do what I've been doing in the last couple of seasons and be maybe a little more consistent with it. And it should be a lot of fun for everybody.
Is there any one of these new guys that's a talker that, you know, kind of takes the bull by the horns?
A lot of talkers, but that's good. A lot of high energy guys.
Jose Reyes is a talker, right?
He's a talker, and Bonifacio is a talker. But it's mostly, you know, fun stuff, and it's talking about the game and who's pitching and let's do this and let's do that and what do I see, what do you see. It's good feedback, and it's great to have and awesome to play on a team that has a lot of communication because it makes us better as a unit.
How about John Gibbons coming in? What's kind of – it's a different, it's a change in styles, change in personality for sure from John Farrell. How's that feeling so far?
Well, obviously, when it comes to game decisions and stuff, which is what he's going to make his name for, we're yet to see that because this is spring training. But he's been great in the clubhouse so far. He allows people to relax and come to work and give their best, and he manages people's emotions and feelings well. He keeps his workforce happy and ready to go. And it's up to us, you know, come in, ready to work, on time every single day. He's got a set of rules, but he's not a hard, you know, fist disciplinarian, which I think gels well because we have a mix of, like we said earlier, veteran and rookies. So we're going to be fine, and he's going to have plenty of chances to make his name or make his mark on our games when the decisions come game time after April 1st.
The Yankees in Dunedin today. How much have you looked at the rest of the division and all the changes with the different teams and tried to figure out, okay, how much has this changed and where do we fit in?
You know, we respectfully feel very confident about our chances. We're an accomplished group, like I've said before, and we think that we're capable. A lot of people's expectations kind of lead us to believe that everybody else feels the same way. So, respecting the teams in the division and knowing that they've been around for a long time and they're very competitive as well. And amongst those teams that have been in the playoff hunt in the last 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years consecutively, you know, we certainly feel like we're going to compete on an everyday basis when we show up to all those stadiums. So we can't wait to get going.
Anybody you fear more than anybody else?
No, not necessarily. You know, there's going to be tougher matchups than others. But I think within our division, we feel pretty confident about our matchups.
With Jose Bautista, I'm going to take a wild shot here that Gibby hasn't talked to you much about either stealing or bunting this season. That being the case, you do have some guys on this ball club that have speed, extraordinary speed. Is there any sense that you might play a slightly different style of baseball this year under Gibby with this group?
Well, I think the style of game of each team on a particular year is dictated by the players that are in that team. So now that we have guys that can actually go out there and do that on a consistent basis, like Bonifacio, who stole 30-some bases in 60-something games, like Reyes, who's top five in the league since 2003, stealing bases, you know, we're going to let those guys run because that's what they're good at, and they're going to get in scoring position for the guys in the middle of the lineup, and hopefully we do our job in driving them in. So it's going to create a good dynamic all around the lineup, 1 through 9. You know, when those guys aren't running around and getting base hits and stealing bases, we hopefully will be hitting extra base hits and driving them in. So it should be an exciting type of baseball.
That changes your approach slightly, hitting behind guys that have some speed and getting guys on base. How much does it change your approach?
You know what? I'm gonna try to keep doing what's allowing me to be successful and just get ready for that fastball and hammer it when it's there. You know, one thing I am going to do is I don't want those guys to be shy. I want them to, when they're on the bases and they want to go and they feel like they can get it, go. I don't want them to hold back just because I'm hitting.
Right.
So that's something that I've already expressed. You know, I want them to go whenever they feel like it. And I'm not going to, you know, put any restrictions to their running game, and I'm not going to affect their game. So I'm going to do what's worked for me at the plate in the last 3 or 4 seasons, and hopefully they do what they can on the bases, and we don't affect each other's performance or preparation.
I want to ask you about one guy we haven't actually talked a whole lot about. Melky Cabrera, I was here when he arrived in camp. I know you talked about him arriving in camp. It was a tricky situation. Obviously, he had to deal with what had happened last year. He's not a big talker. How is he fitting in with his group, and what do you think Melky Cabrera is going to be this year?
He's fitting in great, and I have to tip my hat to him the way he handled, you know, his whole mistake in the past. You know, he definitely stood up like a man and faces his problem and admitted what he'd done and it was wrong, and he paid his dues, and he even voluntarily, you know, gave up his batting title. So showing up, he said, you know, I made a mistake in the past, and that's behind me. So I'm going to focus on helping this team win moving forward. And he's done great. You know, nobody holds a grudge against them, and nobody feels bad about what he's done. You know, everybody feels like he's paid his dues, and now he's here to help us. And that's what we're all focused on is this upcoming season and hopefully get into the playoffs and being back in the World Series like, you know, the Blue Jays were doing in the late 80s and early 90s.